Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Music, art, and more make way into downtown Monroe and West Monroe on Thursday in an art crawl. Ann Bloxham Smith is with the Downtown Arts Alliance and joins me for a preview. Ann, good to see you again.
Hi, Bob.
Great things are happening. Well, I say great things. Warring factions collide at the crawl. part of an art battle.
These warlike artists are going to battle it out.
It sounds like a whole lot of fun. What's going to be taking place?
Oh, this is a cool thing. Master Museum is partnering with the gallery crawl this time and putting on a challenge. So on Art Alley in downtown Monroe, there'll be five teams of artists who will be creating art on the spot, and then you, everybody that comes, can vote.
Yeah.
And so they'll have jars out, you know, and you can put in your money, and whoever gets the most money donated in the jar is the winner of the art battle. So this is a great partnership with the Master Museum.
Not to give too much away, but I understand they start off with a piece of plywood, and they've been given a little money to go out and get a few supplies, and
from there,
who knows where this is going to go?
I really have no idea.
Mark Aladuli, the Mad Gallery, the featured artist is Stacy Medeiros.
Yeah, Stacy is the president of the Downtown Arts Alliance, and so she has a one-woman show in the Mad Gallery, also on Art Alley, and she's an instructor of art at Delta Community College. So this is going to be a fun show. It's all about rummage, recycling, reused. Every piece of art has some old thing that she's just picked up over the years. So it's really fun to see what she's done with this stuff.
Yeah. The Palace Gallery is pleased to present Daniel Adams. Tell us about his work. Harding University, I believe?
Yes. He's a printmaker professor.
Okay.
And printmaker and professor, I suppose. He says he likes to observe the world around him. And so he's showing the relationship between the emotional and the spiritual and the physical. I think that's going to be cool stuff. That's at the Palace on Desired Street.
Friends over at Luna Blue Yoga Studio and Gallery, a show called You Are Here. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, this is going to be another fun one. Uh-huh. This is mixed media, sculpture, oil, acrylic, photography, all sorts of things. This is a pair of artists, MJ Cruz and Ali Hijazi. I have no idea if I'm close on that name pronunciation, but this duo is focusing on the frustrations associated with being a stagnant product of the environment. I'm not sure what that means. You have to see the show to see it. But on our Facebook page, I've put up a couple of pictures of their work.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go to Downtown Gallery Crawl on Facebook, you can get a preview of some of these pieces.
Not only that, but also if you have questions about the work, I believe an artist talk, are they going to be hosting?
They are going to do an artist talk at 6:30 on Thursday evening.
Well, tell us about the Upstairs Gallery. Always lots of great exhibits, lots of great collections taking place there.
Yeah, this time the artist is going to be Brooke Foy, and she's an instructor of art at ULM. She got her MFA in sculpture from the University of Memphis. So her show is called Domestic Discussions, and a very playful show. She's going to be doing an artist talk also about 7:30.
Now at the Big Room, a guest printmaker will be appearing there.
Yes, Stefan Nodars, and again, don't hold me to these pronunciations. But he's the guest printmaker at the Big Room. Ben Bennett and Lacey Mitchum were the last two students to graduate from ULM with degrees in sculpture. And they're going to have their work on display. Also, the resident artists John Aiken, Emily Caldwell, Betsy Putnam, Ricky Sykes, and Victoria Smith. And they'll have all sorts of things. Also, Amy Uchley will be up there with some of her nature-oriented jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a lot of fun. That's at the the big room.
Just a few steps away, Brad Arender, he's hosting a show at Arender Studios.
Yeah, I think you're going to like this, digital artworks.
Oh,
this is Gabe Cardinal, and Gabe's a Monroe native, but he left here to go to Los Angeles, and now he's residing in Dallas, a good art scene there, so he's going to have his digital artworks. The show is called Cognitive Dissonance, and it's one of my favorite expressions, so I like that. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Michelle Whitney Olinda is going to be presenting a show at Downstairs Gallery. Tell us about that.
Yep. Michelle Whitley Olinda is a native of Morgan City, and she's going to be there at Downstairs. She is now the Fine Arts Department Chair at West Ouachita High School. She's going to be doing painting. The show is called Pedagogy. So I think that's going to be very, very interesting. She's looking at what educators contribute to their students and how they go about doing that.
In addition to the art crawl, there's also going to be the downtown jam, the river jam, with a lot of music on both sides of the river, and also a new support coming into the picture, I guess, for the Downtown Arts Alliance and the program.
Yeah, so that's two great things. Fiesta Nutrition Center is coming on board as a new sponsor. So along with Creed & Creed, Bancorp South, and lots of other wonderful sponsors. Lots of music, lots of art, lots of good fun.
And, of course, on the West Monroe side of the river, the Ouachita River Art Gallery.
That's right. And Sugar Gallery on Art Alley in Monroe as well.
Lots of great exhibits, lots of good times coming up Thursday night in downtown Monroe and West Monroe with the Downtown Arts Alliance Gallery Crawl. And someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page, Downtown Gallery Crawl, or they can go to our website, which is downtowngallerycrawl.com.
You can find out more about this and other events taking place by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You're listening to 90.3 KEDM.